Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. See my big Michael up there?
Oh, nice.
See all the bitches down there?
Yeah, it's alright. I watched Candyman 3
before. Candyman 3? I don't remember that one.
The Day of the Dead. It's got that fucking Playmate in it. Oh, it's terrible.
Present time of it or whatever. It's just kind of weird. I thought it was a remake, but it wasn't. Don't even watch it last year.
That one from Jordan Peele?
Jordan
Peele Candyman?
He put his money to it. Yeah.
That might have been it, yeah. Homo sapien.
Hello.
I put
something in the mic. Something in the mic.
Words in the mic. Check it out. Did you turn your camera off, dude?
Turn it off?
Yeah. No, I'm saying it looks better than it usually does.
You're just still tripping.
Probably.
It still looks like shit. Dang it, and just like that.
I messed this up.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and Big Chillin. What's up, dude?
What up, man?
Well,
what up, guys?
Got the Terrifier shirt on. I guess we'll talk a little bit about that coming. And Brother Cub.
I am the writing on the wall, the whispers in the classroom. Without these things, I am nothing. So now, I must shed innocent blood. Come with me!
Candyman. Oh, hell yeah.
There he is.
Great. Cheers. If you're out there, yeah. Cheers.
Speak of the devil.
Cheers. Candyman.
And he will appear.
I thought it was three times. You say his name three times in the mirror.
It is. Yeah.
In the one I watched today, it's five times.
Is it five times? Yeah. No, it's Beetlejuice is three times.
And Bloody Mary was three times.
Yep, Bloody Mary. Like, I don't know.
I don't remember if Bloody Mary was three or five. I think it's kind of like where you're from, maybe.
Yeah.
How the story gets told.
Light as a feather, thick as a board.
The crowd.
Stiff as a board.
Who could tell?
I don't know.
Webb, you had a visitor today.
Yeah, I did. It was wild. I was sitting on the couch, and I got my security camera went off, and I was like, oh, what the hell? I was like, what was that? And I looked at it, and there was a 3-foot tall wild hog at my back door. It was huge. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know. But yeah, so that was the first time in my life I'd that large of an animal just wander up in my...
You thought it would be a good idea. Come here, buddy.
Yeah, I wanted to go pet it. I mean,
put a food bowl out.
I mean, he was cool. He was just as scared as me as I was of him, but, you know, I was like, I'm going to go try to touch it.
He's probably a lot more violent than you would have been.
Oh, though. Yeah. His teeth would have hurt a lot worse than mine. I'm sure.
At least one thing he had, you know how to cook pork.
Yeah, so. he would have made a damn good BLT. I ain't going to lie. But.
The picture that really put it in perspective for me was when it was side by side to your lawnmower. Yeah,
I have a lawn tractor. It's not a lawnmower. It's a lawn tractor. It's like a 52-inch. It's big, and he's as big, if not bigger, than it.
I was impressed.
Yeah, that probably had to have been the strangest thing.
It was. Honestly, I pulled up that camera, and I was like, I had to shut it off and be like, did I just see that? Is that real?
Is that really? Is that really?
And then I walked to the back, and I was like, holy shit, there's a damn.
Sound like you had a night like mine.
Is that really? There's a huge wild hog in my backyard. Here in the middle of town at that. So where the hell they come from, I have no clue.
Some of the things that you'll see.
I know.
Do tell, John.
I had a long night. We'll leave it at that for now.
Well, you spotted the downtown owl.
Yeah, the downtown owl in my walking around after downtown gets quiet. I recommend everybody that's around downtown do that.
I've been with you on a couple of walks. I've done it.
It's so quiet and peaceful.
And you really never know, like, if you're coming in contact with somebody, you don't know the outcome.
Yeah, you don't know what you're rolling up by. On. Yeah.
I've done it. I've been there. The hog story reminds me of, speaking of which, I think he's knocking on the door.
ice machine. That's little John's thing there.
Alabama, I think Lamar County, like where we're from, or even Pickens, that area. Doctor or a dentist decides to buy a pair of giraffes, male and female. And one day, this old country road dude is driving home, and he gets to make the phone call of a lifetime. He hits a giraffe with his car. And I could only imagine the damage. Like, you're just driving, and like... You ever seen a giraffe in person?
I've seen one at the zoo.
Yeah, it's like
they're large.
When you think about their legs, like you're riding in a car, like all you see is leg, and then like something falls on
the car.
Yeah,
I could only imagine. It had to be a heck of an experience. Had to be a hell of a call.
Yeah,
I would love to have been a customer service rep.
Jake from State Farm was like, "What the fuck did you just say?"
We're gonna have to. You're gonna have to drug test.
Yeah, like, we're gonna need to send you a cup.
I'm not on your side with this one. I'm saying.
Yeah, sorry, can't be on your side with this one.
That's nationwide.
Not until we get those test results back, and then we'll see where we can go from there.
But farmers have seen it though.
So. Farmers have seen it.
We know a thing or two because we've seen it.
They've seen a thing or two.
Have you ever seen that? They do be telling like those wild outlandish stories, and you're kind of like,
Have you ever about somebody hitting a giraffe with a car? Oh yeah, yeah, that was summer of 1993.
So Texas Chainsaw, based on true events. It may have been just the name. It may have been a location. Where do you think Terrifier comes from?
Like, the area?
In general, like, what inspired it? What inspired it?
John Wayne Gacy and silent movies.
There you go. Yeah.
That's how...
Good little twist right there. A little combination. Yeah, I mean, it had to have been... I mean, because...
How
can you get that famous without being... I mean, he's like fucking...
Never a word.
Yeah, never saying a word.
Jason.
Yeah, Jason's one. Yep.
Michael.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Most of them that never talk.
You are the better ones. Yeah. Charlie Chaplin.
He doesn't make it.
You think maybe Freddie is probably...
Freddie is still always going to be my favorite.
I think it's because he talks so much.
Yep.
He's a smart ass.
He is
your favorite?
He's the funniest.
Especially Robert Englund. Yeah, Robert Englund's Freddy is...
He is the best. Yeah.
By far the best.
Oh, yeah. He's the only Freddy we talking about.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about that other one.
Rorschach. What's Rorschach's name?
Jackie Earle Haley.
Yeah. He did okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
It wasn't Robert Englund, though.
No.
So
it's just a bad director.
Yeah.
Y'all went and recently watched the new Terrifier in theaters. Thoughts?
Well,
if you got a first date,
so you recommend bringing mom to it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All the kids.
Yeah, bring them along. That's a. So I know in some when we went in, they had to tell us in a disclaimer, like while we were like. It's the first time ever they said a disclaimer. Like, if you feel woozy or you feel like you got to throw up, please, exit to. I was like, oh yeah, so just go over everybody, yeah, right?
Just
like,
right, throw up over the crowd.
We were like, it's fine. I said, we're going to be the two guys in the back laughing. So, but
I'm like, man, you got some nachos down there. You going to finish up? I got them. If you don't.
Well, I do have. I don't know which theaters it was, but there were some that they were actually giving out complimentary puke bags.
Oh, Jesus. It's not that. Yeah. It can't be that bad, guys.
All right. Well, we'll say this. We had a group of... there was a group of like 7 people behind us. Like, what was it, about maybe 10 minutes? It was like the first scene.
It wasn't even the first scene.
It wasn't even the first scene. They got up and walked the fuck out. Yeah. It's like they saw the appetizer.
Saw too much in the first 5.
Yeah, and they were like, nope, not for us.
So, and Webb, there they go.
Yep, they were.
Tapping out. Just
gone.
I almost want to go watch it in theaters now, man, just to see what it's about.
I
told the dude at the window, he's like, if I don't throw up, I want my money back.
Yeah. It was pretty.
Y'all saw that here in town?
Yeah.
It's like,
it's number one. It's going to stay for a little bit.
Yeah, it's number one.
That it grossed $8.2 million on its opening day.
And coming out of...
Yeah, on the first day.
Wow.
$8.2 million.
Who would have thought Art the Clown would be whooping Joker's ass?
Joker was fucking trash.
I don't
trash,
care.
Though.
He's more mainstream.
Yep.
Yeah, Joker, yeah. Batman, yep. DC,
yep.
And then you have this Art the Clown.
And then we got a newbie here. We're gonna, he's just gonna fucking take off.
They had to tell us though. The dude said, "I have to tell everybody this is very gory."
Yeah, he said, "This is not for the faint of heart." That's basically what it was, and he was right. But
look, I've been quoted. Al's called me the heavy. I eat them for breakfast.
Yes.
This is worse I've seen.
There were some parts where it was kind of like, okay, okay, well, there we go. There it went. That happened. You know, that kind of thing.
Watch a movie like this. You on YouTube? This is how I watched it. I looked over Webb.
Same look. It was like, okay.
And for those of you on audio, lean back in the seat. Head back as far as it goes, eyes wide open, and mouth open a little bit.
With the wonderment of a child.
I'm going to go see this in theaters and just watch the crowd and see if I can just...
Yeah, I want to go watch it again and just watch everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go watch it again and just watch everybody around me. That's what I want
to
do.
Somewhere else where it's like crowded.
Yeah. There wasn't that many. There was probably... Well, other than the 7 people that left, I think there were maybe 6 or 7 more other people in there. So,
I'd find somewhere else.
But I think it was 11 counting us.
I mean, it was nothing like, you know, when those two old ladies got up and walked out of Maxine. That was funny.
That's great. I bet in Memphis it would be pretty wild.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Now, I will, just a teeny tiny spoiler here, the nastiest thing in the whole damn movie, they were talking about making peanut butter and coconut cookies. I was like, oh. Like, no. Like...
Shit, it don't sound bad, man.
I mean, I love coconut and I love peanut butter, but don't mix them together. You don't do that.
You can make a cookie, any kind of cookie.
Not peanut butter coconut. That's just.
Don't the Girl Scouts already do that?
If you dress,
they have.
That's chocolate.
They have peanut butter cookies and they have coconut. They don't have peanut butter coconut.
Pretty sure if you dressed a turd up enough, I'd probably eat it.
That's when the munchies hit. That's what happens.
Put a little frosting on a turd, dude. I'd be all over.
Yeah.
Lick that white.
Some of that white doo doo. Anyway, but yeah. So if you hadn't checked it out yet, go check it out. I was gonna play the Ice Nine Kills video for y'all too. I might, because that's the official song for the movie by Ice Nine Kills. Their music video is pretty fucking awesome, because Art the Clown is in it.
See him at the random spirit?
Yeah.
Acting like
he was
out.
Yeah, he was in there just doing the whole, you know, yeah. 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 That was pretty cool.
I would leave immediately.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's in Huntsville.
I doubt it.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's where he's from.
Yeah.
Not out of the realm of possibilities.
No.
You thought 2 was bad.
I thought 1 was bad. And then 2 come along and you're
one's nothing.
I watched it.
Yeah, one's like baby food.
You know, they
it was something.
They are like notorious for the overdoing it. I don't know how they're going to make a four. I really don't know how they're going to make a four.
The only thing that would get me to the point of vomiting because I see something is if they put a smell with it.
Oh, once they had the smell-o-vision coming in, that's going to be different, you know.
Yeah.
But I can't smell.
It's going to smell like copper.
Yeah.
It's going to smell like copper
straight,
and meat.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, and just be like, ugh.
Like, we'll throw some sulfur in there just to kind of...
I was
sitting there watching the Woodstock 99 documentary.
Like,
it did taste so. They
made a mudslide out of it.
I ain't going to say you're going to pass out or throw up. It's just going to be like you.
You're going to be like, wow.
You're going to be like me and Will.
This is happening. Yeah.
Well, that's creative way of overkill somebody.
But,
so I like it.
Everybody's so creative.
But that does bring me to my dime of the week.
Oh.
We're going to go with Laura Lavera, which is the final girl, of course.
Sienna.
From 2, Sienna in Terrifier. She's cute. She's cute. She was hot in 2. I mean, she was really hot in 2, if you ask me. You know, but, you know. Anyway, so that's my dime of the week.
Should I give it to that shirt? God, I like that thing.
That's a
nice one.
Nice shirt.
Yeah, that's a... Had to scoop it up as soon as I found it.
Yeah.
That's from Terrifier 1, though. So
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's good. But this one being a Christmas theme, they did it well. They did it well with Christmas. And say Santa Claus isn't real. Yeah, well, you'll find
out. Might as well give them flowers out while we're on Terrifier.
Let's go for it with the flowers. With
man, these bouquets are mighty bloody. What is the budget for these bouquets? The blood.
A whole bunch.
Let's give it to Damien Leon and the whole crew. It was a little independent short film in a All Hallows Eve movie.
Yeah, All Hallows Eve.
Look at you now. You're number one. You're hosting the trophy up. You're number one at theaters.
You got Funko Pops, Mom. You got Funko Pops.
Can't find them. Daddy's
latest obsession.
Hey,
came out of nowhere. Look at you.
Out of left field. There you go. Hey.
How did we get here? We're like Paul Rudd and Hot Ones. How did we get here?
Somebody ate that turd cookie with the white on top.
Yeah, the peanut butter coconuts.
Well, I mean, you said it earlier, like, perfectly said. Statement enough, it's beating the Joker, which should be a blockbuster, but here Terrifier 3 is coming up out of nowhere. So, yeah, congrats to those guys, man.
I think people are ready for some, like, extreme violence.
It's been a great year for horror.
Yeah, horror's been good this year.
I mean, like, original.
It's not done, either.
Mm-mm. No, we still got...
We ain't got Conjuring 5. We got OG good shit this year. Original.
Yep.
People telling new stories.
We got it going.
Well, I mean, eventually somebody's going to reinvent the wheel. Yeah, they're going to come up with some new form of horror that's going to completely blow all this other, like, invasive. That'd be kind of cool. I feel like
invasive.
Yeah, like where you decide.
You make, like a Black Mirror type Bandersnatch.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's the next step. Yeah. Or either you wear a, you know, the what is it, the Oculus thing, and you're honest in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, they already got those. You just gotta want to pay to do it.
You talking about a haunted house?
No, just like a movie. Where you're in it, you're bugging in it.
Oh,
with, you know, 3D and all that. You know,
yeah,
you see it, yeah, you know, that kind of thing. That's just what it is. But anyway,
I don't know, dude. Like, I still think it's a good concept, and it's been done. If I was gonna if I was gonna make a film, I would try to make it like closer to the realm of possibility, like with, like the things with, I don't know. Y'all mess with the Rainy Street Killer in Austin.
Yeah.
Like
Lady Bird Killer or whatever.
Yeah.
Lady Bird Lake.
Yep.
Yeah, Lady Bird Lake. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's fascinating to me. And also, like, I would want to, like, take a premise like that, which is happening and it's actual, and then combine it with the outdoor camera, and you just have some WTF moments, and just kind of
like a wild hog walking up.
Let things build like that, and then boom, let it all come together. You could be very scary in under 90 minutes.
A hog's actually a shapeshifter.
Don't kill that hog, or Nicolas Cage will come after you.
Yeah, I named him Bebop, by the way, just to let y'all know.
Got to find that rhinoceros.
Yeah, as soon as the rhinoceros comes up, I'm starting to breed turtles. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
You got to find a rat to do that.
Yeah, that's fine. Now I got to train them with the rat.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's.
And then if Megan Fox comes by, I'm good. I'm set.
Yeah. I saw speaking of her, I saw a video. I don't have any idea who the person was, but live streaming from, I don't know, maybe Instagram Live or TikTok, drinking adrenochrome. Do you see that?
I think I had the
medical bag.
Yeah.
Now it could be a whole practical. I could be getting fooled.
I'm pretty sure you drank Kool-Aid on that one then.
But I mean, what do you think about adrenochrome?
I want to try it.
He's like, delicious. What flavors are coming in?
Yeah. Because if it's like, I hear it's
cookies and cream,
all of the
peanut butter and coconut.
it's pretty much you die. When you drink it, it's just like when DMT releases in your brain.
You got to do like the little droplets.
Yeah. So I was
I don't know.
You just guzzle it by the bag.
And one thing they say, it's part of the, you know, that's how they stay young, celebrities.
Yeah.
The adrenochrome.
Yeah.
That's like the actual fountain of youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they overdo it though, like a Hostel 2 type situation, bathtub, having youth body hanging above me.
Got a bathe in their blade. Got her.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
I call that Kaiser Blade.
That's truly the conspiracy theory. I mean, dude, it's like you watch like port cities, whether it be California, some places in Florida, then you see like where. How close these celebrity homes are to like a pier or a dock that happens to be like a highway for human traffic would be a very easy thing to abduct people to be able to create adrenochrome.
Yeah.
That's my conspiracy.
Well, we got all this wild stuff still happening with Diddy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Diddly. We'll call him Diddly for now.
The Diddler.
The Diddler.
The Diddler.
Somebody shared today that
the
Diddy then versus now is the freckle under his eye is no longer there. So they don't even think it's the actual Diddy. I think it's an imposter.
They probably already killed real Diddy.
Fell off. It was just a skin tag. It just,
yeah. I had it removed.
It was getting the way off.
Or they cloned him and Diddy is still out there. Having Diddy parties. Now they got this guy in prison.
Yeah, he's out there on his own little island with Jeff. Living it up.
Probably, dude.
With Tom Hanks.
we always come up with some damn prophecies now. You never know. That could be.
Could be on we could, something here.
We might not be here next week. We don't know.
Well, I think Rainey called one when it came to the baby oil.
Yeah,
he made a very funny tweet. Like, and it was like he retweeted something that was talking about all of the baby oil that was found on that Diddy property.
Yeah,
and he just quote tweeted it and he said, "What if it was actually for Biggie?" And then like a month later, the article came out and it's like there seems to be some kind of link between the baby oil. And Biggie. It's like every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be oiling you.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
I've heard a conspiracy that it wasn't actually baby oil, but another Johnson & Johnson product.
Oh, which one?
It's for lubrications. And I heard it was a... They just say baby oil on the news, so it
versus saying like KY.
Yeah, versus saying like anal lube or,
Astroglide.
Astroglide.
A little closer to the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. Like,
and I mean, with all the butt sex I've been hearing,
I mean, you gotta lube it up.
He's got to be, you know, going through some lube.
All right.
That's what goes on.
Well, I don't know if y'all have been paying any attention, but it's been a fairly good season so far with college football as far as shakeups, turnouts.
It's been the best.
This weekend's probably been one of my favorite. LSU, your LSU Tigers, they pulled off a very difficult W against the Ole Miss. I'm going to say Rebels.
Is that supposed to be Sean or something?
No, I just can't do Landshark. It just doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, that's defense. That's what? Just their defense nickname.
Oh, Landshark?
Yeah.
Oh, so they got different names now.
That's just what they call their defense. We're Landsharks coming to get you. Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like that. I get it now. It makes sense. Yeah. I'm with it.
I don't.
I mean, it's just a nickname. They're like not.
Alabama had a struggle session with South Carolina. Fans on their helmet.
That was terrible. That game was.
Alabama's regular.
Yeah, they're mid.
Yeah, they're regular.
No, I mean, like, they're good.
But
the goat is gone. They may win the national championship. And I'm not one of these Auburn fans that's just like, Alabama lost. I'm over here like, why are we celebrating, guys? Our team sucks. I can't celebrate Alabama losing and struggling when my team's trash. I'm tired of thinking like that.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yes. Alabama, like I'm saying, Alabama may still win the national championship, but they're like regular now. They're like a regular team. Saban was there. Look, dude, it's like this little show I watched. They get beat by Vanderbilt. They're getting beat by 9 at one point in the second half. They score. Jalen Milroe and two other guys back there throw the football down like it's campfire, and they're doing a little
celebrating.
Yeah. And somebody called in as a Bama fan to this show and was like, we are down by 2 points still, and they're back there dancing. Saban would have met them halfway out there on the field and chewed them out.
Oh, yeah. He'd be, what in the fuck are you doing?
Not that he's against, like, celebrating or anything, but, like, when you're down and you're celebrating.
There ain't nothing to celebrate.
There ain't nothing to celebrate.
No. To Vandy?
Yeah, if you're losing to Vanderbilt and you're celebrating.
If Vanderbilt's decent. This ain't your old normal Vandy, but it's still Vandy.
There's still a hospital, man, at the end of the day.
Saban would have had veins and red and everything else while the whole time.
He'd have had a damn stroke out there, dude. They'd still be trying to get him on.
Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Field.
That's why he's not there no more. He's like, I'm about to, it's going to happen.
Well, that NIL thing forced an early retirement for sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, just that changed the entire way the game is now.
That's how it goes.
Texas, no surprise. There's
no more
goat. Shootout.
It ain't Kirby Smart. There's no, it's everybody's field now.
Everybody's regular.
Yeah. Kirby Smart, all his players get DUIs and drag race, so ain't no telling what they're going to look like. That's still going to be Georgia, but, like, he got to do something about that. He pushed the Mississippi State quarterback yesterday. Did y'all see that?
I saw that. Yep.
I didn't see that.
What is up with Kurt? Not Kurt, but his players drag racing.
That's.
It's these very, kids,
very,
man.
Very funny memes coming out of that, though. I've been waiting on her to come up on a press conference. I've been watching, like, the Kirby Smart press conference, waiting for, like, a journalist to be like, so are you ever going to address the fact that your players are in and out of the newspaper week to week? No. Whispers?
Nothing.
I'd like to hear about that. They, Kalen DeBoer, and they won't stop, and I'd hate to be in those shoes, but they were asking about Malachi Moore, who pitched a hissy fit.
Dude should be embarrassed.
Very embarrassed, but, like, you hold Kalen DeBoer to account for the way the player acted on the field. What about off the field? Just a thought.
Yeah.
It's an image. Like, you're representing a university. And, like, this is the thing. I'm hearing, like, young Alabama fans, like, that grew up just watching Saban, and now that it's just kind of – you're in regular mode now. God mode is turned off.
Yeah.
This is regular.
And they were, like, fire to bore, and I was like, who are you going to get, dude? The GOAT is dead. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to what we had. I mean, I remember, like, Mike Price didn't even get to step foot on the field because he was, like, hung up in the strippers. You had the Shula era. I mean – it wasn't all rainbows and butterflies for all time, man.
Oh, Shula. God, Alabama sucked back then.
Woo! Fire DeBoer, bring back Shula.
Golly, I'm talking about we were happy about being bowl eligible.
I remember when we were happy to just go to the fucking Iron Bowl was the only bowl we were going to.
Yeah.
It's the only one Auburn's going to.
That's how you do it. It's like, if anything...
Yeah. Auburn gonna get them Vandy.
We gonna get the Iron Bowl. We going that.
We going that one.
I mean, like, and I was thinking about this, and I don't think like the conferences is the same across the board, but Ohio State and Oregon are in the same conference, so you're practically halfway apart from the country. Could you imagine being a Tuesday night and for an in conference game, you had to hop on a plane just to go play a game of volleyball?
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know how that's gonna work, like cross. Like sports, because Notre Dame is in the ACC when it comes to basketball, and then for the longest they've been independent. So I don't know how it works across sports, but I'm thinking like the SEC is still the only conference that halfway makes sense.
All the states touch. Yeah. Like it.
The way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
There you go. Geographical.
Not Atlantic Coastal Conference that has the Pacific Coast teams.
Yeah. What the
Somebody should have caught that, really. You had
rename your conference.
You had Miami flying the cow. Like, that's cross. That's East Coast, West Coast, literally. That shouldn't happen. That's bowl season shit.
And that cost that college a lot of money to fly that whole team out there.
There you go.
And think about how much it's going to, like, reflect on ticket costs and all that shit, too.
Your fans ain't can't travel to that.
Yeah, fans aren't.
No. Not going to.
I mean, you might have like some diehards that have season tickets, but I don't see it being a good idea for the schools, really.
I don't know. The whole thing is interesting. This has been one of my favorite seasons of all time. The most interesting thing is watching fellow Alabama fans begin trying
start to feel like everybody else.
Yeah. Beginning to
this is what it feels like. Is this what it is?
Damn, we suck.
Yeah, every week, no matter who you're playing.
They don't suck, they're just regular.
Yeah, they're just like
in comparison to where we used to be, we're like, God, we suck.
Yeah, waking up those Saturdays and not even worried about we're playing Tennessee today. Let's just
whatever.
I'll have to say I've heard a lot less Roll Tide this year so far.
Yeah, that might be dying out a little bit.
Only Alabama fans you'll have left after this season will be the real fans.
I think it'll take longer than that.
Good.
Good.
Well,
You've been spoiled.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, definitely have.
Everybody wants to go for the winning team, though, man.
You got a lot of people that just jumped on.
I always felt like more people wanted to. Well, it's probably more people go for the winner than they do to hate on it. But, you know, people all hate watch.
I gotta watch Alabama lose.
I mean,
once a week. So like whatever.
The conversation you had with the guy at the bar. I'm just happy. His day was made by the fact that Alabama lost.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
What fan of a team is he?
Probably State.
Yeah, He was actually a Georgia fan.
Oh.
But he's got a reason for him.
Yeah, like, he hates them, though.
Yeah, they...
He's going for seating.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got reason. anything else? College football? I mean, the Ohio State, Oregon, that was...
Have you kept up with this Boise State running back?
Oh, Heisman. He's a beast. He's, like,
Ashton Jeanty.
Ashton Jeanty should be number one for the Heisman. Everybody should tune in to watch that guy. They took him out. This is the week before. They took him out at the half.
He averages like a first down a carry.
Yeah, he had 186 yards going into the half.
Good grief.
And he's been putting up those numbers every game. It's like somebody made the meme, Jeanty is playing this college football experience like it's the football game and he's playing on junior varsity mode. He's just... Now, a lot of people have already been raising questions, like, wait till he plays in SEC school. And it's like,
I hate that.
He's still going to run over your ass.
We're good, but like SEC teams are good, but we're not elite.
I always had to argue me, like, put him on an SEC team.
Yeah.
See what he does then.
Yeah, give him a line.
He's at Potato Country doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what makes it real impressive.
Yeah.
I hate that. SEC everything.
Everything.
Then they go to the bowl games and have like a 3-7 record.
And get their eyes beat out. Yeah.
All the teams. 3-7. What about the SEC?
Yeah, they get awful quiet. It's like the Roll Tide are here.
I was never like the SEC person. I'm just over here Auburn.
Just
Auburn. That's all. Then they suck. Trash.
He's still on it. Still holding on.
Trash, dude. I'm tired of people like, oh, Bama's losing. Our team sucks. Can we start basketball?
He's waiting on Bruce Pearl.
Like, damn.
Already looking into a question.
It's like that dude for Barstool Sports. You know what I'm talking about? That's a state fan, big goofy.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I know exactly who you're talking about.
He was
about.
Sitting there watching LSU Ole Miss and LSU scored. I'm like, how is State doing? How's State doing? They're the worst in the conference. You sit here because it's your rival and they go down. At least they good.
And wait till the Egg Bowl. What do you think is going to happen there?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I hate that dude.
What do you think?
That dude sucks so bad.
Tell us how you really feel, Kyle.
Just like holds it with both
hands. If he was outside, I'd be like, you suck.
I don't disagree with this because.
Go stand out in traffic.
Like, that's that hate watching shit I'm talking about. Okay, but same thing. It's like, you play Massachusetts the week before the Egg Bowl. You're probably going to lose that.
No, if they lose Mass, shut it down. Shut the football program down.
What if they did, though? I would laugh.
You lose.
So
like,
hard.
Shut it down, rebuild from scratch.
Be the UAB, go away for a while.
Everybody transfer out. This ain't it.
I saw somebody decommitted to Mississippi State. I think a lineman.
I don't think they have any commitments right now.
At least Oliver's got one thing. They're building a hell of a recruit.
Yeah.
Flipped up. Flipped a quarterback from Notre Dame. Looking at you, Deuce Knight.
There you go. Anything else to do with college football?
No.
Watch Boise State.
Hey, you know what game snuck up on me this coming up this weekend?
What's that?
Everybody talking about Alabama-Tennessee. I look today. 6:30 next Saturday night. We got a big one. Georgia versus Texas.
Man,
that is a big one.
That is a big game, yeah.
Georgia. Texas is a real deal.
Yeah.
Georgia has.
I knew it was going to happen. I was telling everybody last year, they need to get a hold of this NIL. Because your next franchise, if they don't put no cap on this, it's going to be the oil man of Texas.
Yes.
Yep. Well, Oregon's got Nike. They don't have oil money.
No. Yeah.
There's a difference between Nike and oil money.
I don't think it's hidden that Austin and the University of Texas is one of the most well-funded places.
And that's like hot Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah.
That's where Friday Night Lights is, Texas.
Texas, it just
that's
means
a big state
more.
For a lot of players.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
I mean, they they high school stadiums are like small colleges.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like yeah.
Which South Lamar was. We had a nice.
Like this is like yeah. They South Lamar just got two big bleachers. This
yeah,
is
that's
like
all it was. Yeah.
Stadium.
This is like, oh, stadium. Like,
this is like Denny Child.
Like press box. We got press boxes in high school.
I was always impressed by that. You know, like when I would bring somebody, you know, I knew that from Mobile and bring them up to Kennedy for the weekend because they wanted to see. Like, you always talk about how small it is. That's one of the first places I show them, like, the following day. I was like, that's where I went to school. And they were like, how many people was in the building? I was like, it was maybe quarter field at best. There was the parking lot had spaces at times.
Yeah.
But it was you could always park it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had parking.
I'd park by Mr. Moore, the math teacher. That wasn't my assigned spot I bought.
He was like, this is it geometrically right?
He would say, love you. Mr. Moore's cool.
Yeah,
there's
Mr.
like
Moore's...
six spaces around him.
Oh, yeah.
I think he would buy them up to keep people.
He would be like, I don't want nobody to ding my car.
Ain't nobody digging my shit.
That's right.
All right, moving on.
Shout out, Freddie.
He's still alive. I saw him at Walmart.
I didn't say happy birthday in heaven. I'm just saying shout out.
Shout out. He pointed up.
This is for you. He's still there. He's
hey,
still
drink with me if you're out there. Okay. Good water.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I do want to circle back around, though, because we were talking about, you know, with Terrifier being the Christmas theme or whatever. So our, like, our favorite Halloween store... Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So they have they've just announced that they are going to be running 10 or 11 new stores. Wait, Spirit for Christmas.
Ooh.
Send me some. Like, I'm not ready for that. That's like
they're just trying to get into more.
Yeah,
of the
they're
seasons.
Just getting into it. It's like,
then they're going to be doing Spirit Easter.
but it's called Spirit Christmas, right? What there was, I mean. They a lost opportunity. It could have been Christmas Spirit, you know.
Nah, good point. Copy.
It could have
probably
been.
Copyrighted.
Probably may have been, but you know. But I mean, I get it. It's Spirit. Spirit is the. It was Spirit Halloween, so Spirit Christmas. I get it, but still, you know.
What is Pepsi's Sierra Mist called now?
Starry.
Yeah, you know why? You know the story behind that?
Or that was Sprite, wasn't it?
No. This is Sierra Mist.
Oh, yeah, Sierra. Because of the chick, her name was Sierra Mist.
So she was some kind of a streamer, and then she got popular, and then Pepsi wrote her, and it's like, look, you're going to have to change that name. It's trademarked, and we own it, or we sue you. And she called their bluff, and turned out the trademark had expired. And now she owns the trademark.
He's like, well, that's my damn name.
That's balling, dude.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's your freshly packed ale.
Here's your Starry now.
But, so is this Spirit Christmas like still horror theme? Like
no, I think it's just gonna
action?
Be. I mean, I would hope there would be some.
It's just full of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope in that, but I think it's just it's gonna be a bunch of Santa Claus and just like Spirit Halloween, but it's gonna be Christmassy, you know. But,
Krampus going?
Yeah, Krampus got
to
be in there. I mean,
the
I'm sure at least a quarter of it's gonna have to be spooky Christmas. It's got to be, you know.
No, I don't even care if they do that.
Yeah, no, I was not happy to hear it either, John. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
I tell you what.
But speaking of Christmas, though, I do, Cobb. I actually have you an early Christmas present here.
Oh my gosh!
Here's your little something there.
Oh, it's the Mendez brothers.
He found the card.
The one and only. There it is. There in the background, in the bleachers, sitting there chilling.
Let me see it.
Pass it around the class, guys.
Yeah, how pass it doing? Around.
Show and tell.
Yeah, so.
There they are.
Yeah, they're in there.
Good gift.
Where thank you.
I got my sources.
Very cool, man.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Sorry, microphone.
It's all good.
They done killed their family.
Yeah. They're down there. They already had now. They're watching the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, have they already killed their family?
This
but
was like one
they
of the,
killed their parents.
This was like one of the things that really got them convicted because they were like, hey.
Front row.
Yeah. But, well, actually, it wasn't just about a few years ago that people realized that they were actually on that card. You know?
Did you already have this or did you get it? Like. Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was already in the mail whenever you were talking about it the last time you were on here, to be honest with you.
Get it for yourself?
No, or for you.
Oh, thanks.
I got me one.
Golly. Oh, I'm glad you got one.
I do.
What are you going to do with it?
Just hold it. Just look at it every now and
then. I might get a PSA graded. I don't know. See what's going on. Make a little plaque for it that says Mendez Brothers in the bottom. I don't know. And do something with
Parent
it.
Parent killers.
Yeah. But anyway, thought that was cool.
That's awesome, man. Good gift. Anything else to do that we missed y'all wanted to plug? Updates on the horror? Have we decided how we're going to do that? Is it exactly the same?
Yeah, we're going to roll it this time, except we're not going to have any extras. We're just going to run in a full 40, and that's it. You're not going to have any extras, so this way the good
he
ones...
He farted. Y'all hear that? Al farted.
Farted out his mouth.
Nasty. Nasty. Mm. If I have
to dog smell gonna it. Bite you. Yeah. Dog gonna... Ooh, dog smelly. Ooh.
If I have to smell that, I'm going to rub your nose.
We got to pick this shit out.
Yeah, we got to get the list. We'll have it all before, and then we'll have it ready.
So five of each, five horror comedies, five horror... handhelds.
Mm-hmm. And I'm finna pick my shit out. Give it to Webb before I leave here.
Yeah,
I'll get it to
you this week.
I have sent some.
What happens if I already picked it out?
That's right.
You gotta go to back.
That's why I hadn't put any in the thing in the chat yet, because I'm waiting to make sure. I don't want to pick any good ones for y'all.
Oh yeah, I trademarked Slither. Yeah. Last week when you weren't here.
Yeah, so you can have that one.
I put the
John's got one on the list so far.
I put the TM by that one. Let's say that I put the JM by that one.
Hey, there you go. You need to TM that JM, dude.
Yeah.
TM that JM.
Al trademarked a bunch of them. Six or something.
Yeah, I got six out there.
You done pushed them on out there.
Well,
that's good. Hey,
I got all ready.
Oh, wait, we're supposed to be done last week.
I tried to inspire.
You're an overachiever. Yeah. We discussed this.
You just throw mine in, young fin for yourself.
Yeah, you
got me
over the chicken.
Because I thought the game plan was, since I'm probably the worst in the field, is like y'all are being nice and letting me here pick yours, and then we'll pick around you because we know a lot more than you do.
Yeah, you're not the movie buff much.
Really not.
You said you've been getting.
I told him well.
He said he's been getting into it this year, though.
I've been on Tubi. This has been my best
time. He's watched more horror movies than I have so far this year.
Tubi's killing the game. I try to watch one every day.
I'm at 13.
Okay, nice.
I'm not bad. What is today?
Doing good. Today is the 13th. He's on cob roll.
Because some nights I watch two. The night that we sat here, we went through all 1,000 horrors.
Oh, yeah. All the whole list.
Cobb had went through most of it. Then we joined. But, I immediately went home and put on Willy's Wonderland, and then I watched Home again, because I really liked Home.
You've seen Hellfest?
I don't know if I've seen Hellfest.
Hellfest is pretty good.
That's what I'm going to watch tonight.
Oh, they got another Haunted House movie
coming out. Meth Gator.
He's Meth Gatoring it.
There's a new Haunted House movie coming out called, not Meth Gator.
Does that go down as a comedy? It has to be, right?
That's a Sharknado type action. Let me trademark that one too. I don't want to watch Sharknado.
Yeah, please don't put that one on there.
That's gonna be a chore.
Yeah,
they're so good, man.
Which one? Like one through six?
I don't have the ingredients to get me through the.
I picked Scary Movie 3 because that was my. He puts. That's how they say hello.
I gotta go.
We got the sirens going on out here.
It's because you got them red shoes on, man. Mm-hmm. You got them blood.
No, I'm in the.
I thought Scary Movie 3 is the best scary movie.
I like Charlie Sheen.
Two was good. Yep.
Is that where the my that strong hand?
Strong yeah, my strong hand. Hand. Don't forget.
And I can do it myself. Yeah. But anyway.
Anything else?
Good ones.
Man, I tried to have a draft. Try to make it easy on boy. He calls me overachiever.
It's like, nope.
Going to have everything on here. Pick it. One.
Why don't we do that?
Two. No, three. No.
John,
four,
you messed that up.
One.
No.
That pissed me off. Hey.
It's like, done.
Chill out, man. No, let's go back to that. That sounded good.
I kind of like that.
He was very high when
I shut
said
down.
That.
I was like, I'm so high, you don't even know, man. I haven't been asleep yet. No, we're just going to turn them shits in. Overachiever.
I was talking about Alan.
Yeah, he was talking about me.
I'm throwing them all out there early. A week late early.
A week late early.
Hey, shout out to that pen, though, dude. Those are good pens.
Those are
good. Is that a zebra pens. Or a uniball?
I don't know what it is.
No. Let me get that pen.
I think it's a zebra.
They leave marks on your fingers, though, if you don't watch.
And that's the bleedy.
Yeah.
The bleedy I wear oil and grease.
Bleedy ink.
Yeah. Anything else y'all want to, before we go?
I got dibs on trademark Jennifer's body.
JoJo Siwa is.
She had a horror movie at Walmart she was in.
Who?
JoJo Siwa.
Really? I got to see that. Shit.
No.
JoJo Siwa. Like, no.
It was like abbreviated for like All My Best Friends Are Dead or something.
Hell yeah.
Should have been called Kujojo Siwa.
It's like a group of college kids go to a music festival and rent an Airbnb and get killed off one by one.
By JoJo? Or
that'd be awesome if she wore like her Kiss makeup.
Yeah. Her
daughter dance on the body.
Yeah, did her dance on the body. Yeah.
Her gay Gene Simmons makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Bedazzled goth.
Instead of the finish him. Bedazzled.
Blinds everybody with her foreheads. No, I'm just gonna...
Anyway. Well, that is gonna.
What you got?
I got mine. I'm ready.
Oh, we ain't announcing.
Wrap.
We ain't announcing it right now.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just saying. I got my shits.
Good deal. All right, guys.
I actually got Limited Down. I tell you, a good one. I watched on Tubi. Slow, kind of Blair Witchy. Butterfly Kisses.
Oh, I did. I watched. I actually started that. Well, you were here whenever I was like, oh yeah, I started that.
It gets good.
Does it?
All right, here we go. One, two. Tattoo Steve, he works down on the dock. Down on the IP by that old foul river light. He lost his mind in the Vietnam War. Now he spends his nights, he's lonely at the liquor store. Mary Lou Wilson, that's where I buy my weed. Preacher and a pilgrim, and they're living in an old RV. Right behind old Bodine's, down by the Quickie Mart on DIP. Few years back, when the spill went down, we were under attack, and it pissed off the whole damn town. Governor Bentley, well, he never did a goddamn thing. Guess he was probably too busy flirting with his employee. Now we got deformed fish, yes, and three-eyed shrimp, mutated alligator, I blame it on the government. Ever since that day, now it ain't been the same way since on DIP.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.